Okay.
Please don't disturb me.
No. Okay, as I was saying before, we had to change the tape, is that if you go there, you will not be able to go back, because there is the possibility that they will have your picture on file. With today's computers, right, you could have a picture, right, and then a picture taken 10 years later and say, find a match within specified parameters. Let's say ears, eyes, nose, and length of the head. That will narrow it down from maybe, let's say, 10,000 people that have visited there to maybe 10 people. Now, if you take into certain other characteristics like color of eyes, color of skin, height, amount of hair, body temperature, and so on, you'll probably narrow it down to 2 or 3. So the problem is that if you go there, you won't be able to go back. Never assume that people that are visiting there are just happen to be friendly locals or friendly visitors. The thing is, believe no one in that kind of situation.
Well, if that was the case, then we're already dead meat anyway. Because if the government's taking pictures of everyone who drives up to, you know, see what's up at the black mailbox, then basically everyone who starts accessing stuff like the government conspiracy files like we do on the internet is already a target. You're saying, I mean, that's the kind of paranoia we're talking about here.
Doesn't fit into what I said earlier on.
And I still say we're talking X-Files here. It doesn't make sense. Government does not waste their resources in such a way.
No, they go overseas and get money and other people to do it. Okay. Briefings and felicitations.
Is this tall?
No.
No. Okay.
Your beloved should give you a clue.
Leonides?
No.
No. And it's not soon enough for Tanaka to show up.
No. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, Cornass.
Quick clue, I was about to say. Quick clue, dear. Oh my god, the boss is here. Thank you.
Cornass. Duh. Sorry, Cornass.
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings. It has been close to 3 years now.
Yes. I need from you a visitation to my research lab.
Genetic essay?
Your appointment card is waiting for you.
Okay. It has been a while, I guess.
Do you astral travel in the chair there?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, pity. Never mind.
No, you're lucky. You don't get the genetic essay. I do. Alright.
You say that with a tone of disrespect.
No.
Why?
A tone of anticipation.
Nervous anticipation.
Yes.
Do you not like to visit for genetic essay and information?
Oh, I like to just visit. The needles part's always getting me a little bit nervous.
Does not correlate with information stated on Viewscreen.
Well, no, I will be there, and I look forward to finding out what my genetic essay has changed to.
Remember, I am seventh dimensional, Russ. You cannot pull the wool over my eyes, as it were.
I know.
Not like Kara's or Kiri's or other of the young people present here.
Well, just the last time I got my genetic essay, I felt like a pincushion.
That is the purpose of getting genetic material, so that understanding and planning can be achieved. It is not for pleasure of yourself. It is for the bettering, understanding, for those that come after.
I understand. It is a necessary tool.
That is correct. Cynicism in your voice.
No, I'm really serious this time.
Does not suit.
You're not doing very well, though.
Well, when I get to seventh dimension, I'm sure I'll do much better.
Sarcasm. Yes, I have heard of that.
Well, you haven't been around very much.
I have been around plenty. I have other projects. I keep an eye on things. Certain individuals supply me somewhat reluctantly with information.
Alright. I'll be busy tomorrow. Will Thursday be okay?
Thursday will be fine.
Alright. I'll stop on Thursday then.
Late. I will be working in my office as usual. Your convenience at time Thursday of your evening or Friday of your morning?
It'll probably be Friday morning because I'll be working Thursday night. Alright, Gordas, it's a deal. Friday morning, bright and early. I shall see you at the lab.
Was that a tone of humor? I have heard of that.
No, that was actually, I will see you Friday morning at your lab.
Okay.
Thank you, Cornas.
I hate it when it's that time.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. And it's only been 3 years.
What's the purpose of this?
Genetic essays are to find out your
abilities, your and how you're developing, and if you have any genetic flaws and so on.
Oh, okay.
Right. Last time I had it, I came up with, you know, my healing abilities showing strong, my communication abilities showing strong, various other things showing quite weak. But my genetic
essay was fairly clean.
Yeah, my genes are real clean.
I wouldn't say real clean. They could do with a wash.
Well, my family is pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not no major mutations in there.
Apart from you.
Well, hey, there's always gonna be a black sheep somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Two more people to go.
Oh, we're on a roll. One of them's Kiri, so that'll be half.
Yeah, that'd be.
That'll be energizing. Mm-hmm. More than anything else.
Bye.
Hey, kiddo.
Yo, dude.
What's up, sweetheart? You're looking fit and fiddle.
Yes, I got some nice exercise in on my vacation.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, just imitated my hiking.
Oh.
I had a chest harness on here with stuff packed in it. I had my carry pack with Leonidas sitting in the top. And then my pouches on the side of that. And then that's my hip pouches. Nice. And then I had leg pouches. It wasn't working.
Yeah, you haven't been about to visit much.
Well, I've been pretty busy.
You've been busy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Switch off. Switch on.
She will be back.
Okay.
Yeah, her little pager went beep 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 beep.
You like her?
No.
Do you?
Kiri's.
Kiri Beeper.
Oh, Kiri Beeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I caught that.
I didn't. Kiri back in again.
Did we sound so much alike?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's a similarity there,
yeah. I suppose because we live together.
Yeah, and you're talking through a man's body.
Yeah, true.
You do have to look, from our point of view, sweetheart.
There is no difference.
And you're talking through a man's body with a really funny English accent.
It is funny. I find it amusing. Anyway, okay.
I hope Mark finds my comment amusing.
Wait. Question for you.
Yes.
I've noticed that I, and probably Johnny and you even, have a certain ability to mimic things that we're around. For example, if you were... Let's see, what happened the other night? I watched some kind of movie. Oh, no, the Snowboard magazine I was reading, Blunt. Very punk rockish and... mental deviated kind of snowboard magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, I was talking like that for a while until I shook it off. And I was like...
Yeah, but I don't talk like that, dude. Yeah, you never hear me saying things like, yeah, it's real rad gnarly to be here, dude.
It's total freshness, man.
Yeah, dude.
But I mean, yeah, we all kind of absorb our environment from around us, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I'll be right back. I'm having semi-crack glowform in Mark's throat.
Okay.
I'll be back. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Semi-what?
Frog in the throat.
Told you not to put it on hold.
No,
I wasn't going to be gone that long.
He told me to put it on hold. So either do I listen to you or do I listen to him?
Who's the ring mistress?
Oh, you are, darling.
Okay, and don't you forget that.
I wouldn't even bother to try to say I'm the ring mistress.
Okay, who's in charge of the channeling session?
Russ lives here.
Doesn't matter.
I'm in charge of the channeling session. I say who goes on. I say when the tape gets switched off.
I'm only in charge of bills.
I wish you were in charge of Bill. Okay.
So you find this happening to you then also?
No, not very often.
The absorbing of your environment?
Assimilating. No, not very often. Okay.
Well, your environment doesn't change much anyway, really. Now, Curie's does, on the other hand.
Dude, it does!
See?
I do it because you have a difficulty distinguishing between Tia and myself, and Kara and myself sometimes. Dude.
Well, less Kara than you.
There were times when...
Oh, well, yeah, there have been times, sure.
Well, that's going to get things up. Oh, well. Okay, you've got my undivided attention.
Okay, sweetheart, I'm talking about the assimilation of your environment from
around
you. Mm-hmm. And how each of us can go into a different situation with different people, and like chameleons change to reflect.
No, it's more of a necessary survival instinct to blend in so that you act in a way that is non-threatening.
Okay, so how strong is this going to come into effect in our future?
It depends on the situations and the environments.
Are
you the majority or the minority?
So if you're in the minority,
you try to change to be assimilated by the bigger majority.
But hold your own views within.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay. Now, what if those views contradict completely what you believe? Like, say we get hooked into some militia for some reason and have to blend in, but yet the militia's into this, anti-black, anti-Jew, Christ consciousness kind of thing.
I don't see that you would be involved in something like that.
Well, that's just an example.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't stop you from believing your own beliefs in your heart of heart.
Correct.
Speaking the party line, as it were. But that's not really my field. You're asking tears questions to me.
Not really. Due to the fact that you as a coercer,
mm-hmm.
would have an understanding of this in the fact that, well, now you have, now you're an ability you absorbed into
I
the majority.
Don't.
Can you change the majority mind around back to the minorities at all? Do you have a position you can actually use to your advantage?
Yes and no. It is, do you want to endanger yourself?
How good are you?
No, the question should be, how good are you?
Well, that's what I mean. It's, it's a rhetorical question.
Yes. Me, I can do it. You, I doubt very much. Mark, maybe. Johnny, possibly. You, no. For the simple reason that Johnny knows how they work. Johnny knows how their mindset is. You don't.
I'm a quick learner. I know, I get your point.
Can you afford to make the mistake? One mistake will get you severely hurt. Two mistakes will get you even worse hurt.
Up against
the wall. Put it this way, after the second mistake, there will be no more mistakes. Let's really goof things up.
What?
You'll see.
Okay, of course.
Okay, but in the meantime, do you have any questions?
Hmm.
As I've already been in once tonight, and chatted briefly.
Well, what's the news with your dad?
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah?
Sarah is doing extremely fine. She said to say hello and to say doing fine. Her implants don't hurt as much. She absolutely adores my grandmother.
Well, no doubt. Sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
And life expectancy, no change?
No change.
No change.
A year at most. And she perfectly understands and accepts that. In fact, she told me just now that she had gone shopping.
Shopping?
Mm-hmm.
From a convent?
Well, kind of shopping.
I guess.
She went out into the woods and picked out her tree.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. An old wooden tree that is almost dead that's going to be cut down anyway. She said that she, you know, wanted that particular tree. It's almost a white oak. And tomorrow she's going to be looking at materials and stuff.
What is her burial plot?
Well, for her coffin.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. She understands what's happening. She's well adjusted. She's adjusting to it. She wanted to know if I could get some silk for the pillow.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Well, she wanted AF silk.
Yeah, it's still no problem.
I'll get her a bolt of it.
Yeah, I would. Japan, probably the best bet.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking from in the heart of China.
Good call.
Yeah, I say China.
Yeah.
Now, does she find being on sixth dimension, you know, serious, an easier transitional phase than six-dimensional within a fifth-dimensional space and
yes.
space.
She doesn't have the pressure on her skull that causes as much pain. Also, the medication that they're giving her is taking away a lot of the pain, and the fact that she spends a lot of time following my grandmother around and helping my grandmother with her chores, which keeps her active, and the fact that she's outside breathing fresh air under real sunlight, getting lots of vitamin C. She's got tan lines, finally. Even though it's only faint tan lines. She was sitting there, and I was talking to her just now, and she goes, "Look, tan line." It's sort of like, "Where? I think you should go and take a bath." Which she thought was funny.
This is the beeper you got?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she beeped me. She thought the session was over.
Oh, no problem. So who's doing the coercing now that you're gone? Anybody?
Yeah.
Grandma?
Mm-hmm. That's where I got it from.
Good.
I'm better than grandmother. Much, much better. But she's got enough to...
Well, you graduated with honors.
Mm-hmm. She never went to that kind of school. Didn't have the opportunity, unfortunately. I think that if she had, she might have picked up the trophy just once. I picked it up twice. Champion co-ASA. 2 years in a row. As, I think you would say, a freshman and then a senior.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And on a collegiate level?
No, planet level.
On a planet level.
Corn asked about whether he could astral travel up to get a genetic essay.
He's always looking for fresh material. Are you a willing victim?
Is he some kind of scientist?
He's a geneticist.
Geneticist, mm-hmm.
He's liable to walk up to you with a needle about this long and say, "How are you doing?" as he slides it into your gut. Or walk up behind you and go, "Johnny, I'd like a talk with you," and be standing right behind you and all of a sudden you feel a very stabbing pain in the butt.
Yeah. How you got me?
Sounds interesting. Pretty wild.
Yeah, I went down to go visit Kara. Here comes Cornass.
Walks up behind Russ and goes, and then wanders away without saying anything.
Yeah, laughs. Corn ass there. So what, how's his genetic essay figure, do you think?
Well, we can't get Johnny up here to astral travel, so, yeah, we can't get it into the factor.
No, we've got some monitors on him right now.
Mm-hmm.
None of them will be the trigger.
We need actual genetic material, or material from the astral body.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what you're saying is that your astral body has the same DNA as your physical body.
It has the information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, by astral traveling up here, you can stay in your astral form. We can condense it and throw in molecules and stuff, which will condense into the structure that that would be in your physical body. And then we just extract that by the same sort of method. Apart from you would use a larger needle with a little bit of the electrical field to keep it stable.
Much larger. Interesting.
I don't think a needle this long is larger or smaller than a needle this long.
I do. When you look at one, one looks to be 2 feet long and one looks to be 1 foot long.
Wow.
It's a perception kind of thing.
Yeah,
especially in your astral body, which says the
magnified things. Oh, you're scared of needles.
Big, giant, bloody needles like that, hell yes! Terrifies the shit out of me. Okay, so, how do we get Johnny's DNA there?
I wouldn't worry about it at the moment. Yeah, we'll get it when the time is right.
Okay.
Guess I'll have to go up there.
No, why not? We'll take the time, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'll have to go up there and visit Cornell.
Well, Mark's working on the astral travel stuff right now with a training program he's working with a couple people on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just asking to have a sherry with it.
Okay, I'm going to put on the next person.
Okay, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. We're very regal like that, you know that? There might be a car a little bit.
Okay, I've got to get comfortable here. Greetings and felicitations and welcome. Tonight we're going to discuss important issues concerning the evolutionary level of the mind. It's necessary to understand the evolutionary level of the mind is heading in a particular avenue of... I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mom called you on that one, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
It is necessary to understand that the evolutionary levels of the mind is a necessary development of the progress of the individual in relationship to the greater expansion of the mind. It is necessary to learn patience in the process to be assimilated by the developmental level of the consciousness of the group. The group consciousness is reflected in turn in the individual, who in turn returns the complement back to the group by expanding the group consciousness into a much more refined level of understanding. The level of understanding is refined further, thus, through analysis and internal debate within the individual. The individual has a effect on the large collective consciousness in the development of a higher spiritual awareness.
Right.
Questions? Not comprehend what I just said, did
no,
you?
No, I do exactly, because this follows right along to what I was talking about with your mother concerning assimilating into a larger group where you do not, you're the minority.
No, it is not the same. So you are talking of a hostile environment. I am trying to explain that on a spiritual level, that an individual can, from a analytic point of view, affect the larger group if it is of the same consciousness, group consciousness.
So this
the group consciousness works in conjunction with the individual's consciousness to expand itself plus the individual on a specific goal that is designed by the group consciousness. The group consciousness is avenue is reflected by the individual's actions. It is a spiral that is climbing higher and higher. The more refined and analytic the individual, the more refined and analytical the group consciousness. The group consciousness, in turn, helps to distill and refine to a higher level yet again the development of the individual. The individuals work separately but together with the group.
Okay, case in point. The spiritual web chat that your father talks upon nightly down here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good example of what you're working with or talking about?
No. It is a group of individuals with a specific goal. That, from what I comprehend, does not have a specific goal apart from the exchanging of ideas and information. It is, my references are to a group of people aiming for one particular point of like minds.
Would that be like us doing the channeling?
Yes.
All right.
So,
and Russ and Mark and I working towards a survival type mode.
That is correct. Working on the survival mode. Working on a survival mode is something that is necessary for an expansion of the collective. The collective of your group of three may increase. It is necessary for the collective consciousness of... What is happening to the throat?
He's got a throat problem. It's dried up.
Ah. Okay, I will compensate. Okay, the collective consciousness of the group of three may increase to a higher number. You are working for a specific goal of survival, enlightenment, and exchanging of information for the specific goal of achieving a higher level of evolution. In return for this advancement to a higher level of evolution, you pay the supplying information service a necessary boon of other services for the development of other groups. The information that is given to you by the parent group for your survival and advancement is necessary for its own survival. The necessary levels to obtain and achieving the goals is a mutually beneficial for those purposes. The purposes in connection. Why are things slow?
Third dimensional.
Understand.
Okay, so the parent group is Hades base.
Correct.
How is it that we are helping with its survival?
By your understanding and retaining of information.
Why would they need our help?
Because there are information factors that are not readily available to the base.
Ah, so we increase their information as they increase ours.
Correct. That you also exchange points of view which are useful for them, and they give you points of view which are useful to you. It is a mutually beneficial trade.
Can they measure the consciousness of a planet from a small group like this?
No.
They need a much larger group.
Correct.
Okay. But we, by working from our parent group, can work on that consciousness.
Correct.
I understand.
By your actions within your primitive earth communications and our everyday actions in life. And mother, be quiet.
Yes, I understand.
It is necessary for your actions to be measured and done with the best intent. It is no good charging into actions like some large horned animal and smashing lots of different little ceramic object. You must weigh your actions and achieve the goals that are desired, and the results will return in compliment to you. Quite.
Okay. All right. Now, best point of view for achieving that is the state that we're working on now.
Correct. It is necessary for you to proceed as you are. It is wrong for me to say do this, do that, or whatever. You have to proceed what is suitable for you and is designed by the personnel up here on the base.
Because the evolution of the mind will take place no matter what.
I am afraid that I would lack the patience to guide you. The fact that I lack experiences on a third-dimensional level that are readily accessible at this time, and what I can access is old and out of date, would serve no purpose, so it is no use asking me the information that you need.
Obviously, but you are part of the parent group.
In a limited way.
So you are increasing your knowledge from your corresponding with us.
Correct. At this time, I am the pupil. Even though my intelligence is vastly superior to yours, I need your lessons to help me to learn to return the favor.
Understand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was heavy.
He makes a good pupil.
That was heavy. And the way he started out, I mean, he was just really.
That's the way his mind works. And a lot faster, actually. You probably slowed that down to get to
yes.
Level.
If you notice.
Mother, be quiet!
That was great.
If you notice to start off with, his mouth moved a few times.
Yeah.
That was him adjusting.
Right.
And I let him go as far as I could, but I have to put my foot down sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he told me to be quiet 3 times, the 4th time, he started to think it was sort of like, no, that's it, finish up. And it's sort of like, no, sort of like, finish up.
Because he was learning as fast as he could,
mm-hmm.
as we were.
Feisty right. little guy, ain't he?
Yeah. And, you know, he talks fast as he is analyzing. And
yeah, because he's, I mean, what we're doing here in slow motion to him.
Right.
He's picking up and reading 20 million different things into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, hey, his evolution's a lot different from ours, so how can we comprehend what he's up to?
That's correct.
You know. Now, he is going to be instrumental in our future, though, I'm feeling.
I think he's he drained all the energy out of the foot there.
Is he asleep?
Shh. Can we have some water in there?
Sure.
Cold. Take it from the bathroom there. But yes, your question before you run upstairs, and I'll answer it loudly.
He is going to be instrumental in the future that we will have to do.
He could become one of the pupils. If you want to run upstairs, I'll speak loudly so you can hear. Take it from the bathroom.
I was going to be one of the teachers.
And he could be one of the teachers that will help later on through channelings and through correspondence one way or another. And it's necessary for Leonides to first of all learn your Earth communications, your Earth thought pattern so that he can slow himself down to be able to talk at a measured rate, which is understandable, thank you. This is necessary for understanding.
That makes sense. After all, he is a super operative, correct?
Correct, and he does bang on sometimes. I can say that because he's my son. And he can be very condescending and arrogant.
Right, I can see that.
He has a right to be. I mean, when he says, you know, I am the pupil, even though I am vastly superior in knowledge. Yeah, of course, you know.
He's true, but you could have worded it better.
Not really, because...
Oh, Russ, that's
blunt.
arrogant
he's
and blunt.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
tact.
But I mean, Lord, look how young the kid is. I mean, I agree Ashtar wouldn't come in and say the same things in the same way. But Ashtar has many millennia of experience mm-hmm. more than he does.
Yeah. Whereas Leonides is blunt and to the point.
But he won't be always.
I hope not. I hope not.
Well, you've got Mark there as a father. He's third dimensional.
Yes, and Mark is totally the opposite, that you beat around the bush.
But doesn't he get lots of input from Mark?
Yes, he does. A lot. and Mark is very strict with him. If he starts to talk too fast or communicate too quickly or attempt to start probing, Mark will turn around and say, no, stop it and walk away. And that is the worst punishment for him, because basically what Mark's doing is shutting off his communication source.
Wow.
That he has to find somebody else to talk to, because he wants to learn, you see, and it's taking away that learning, you see. So he gets upset, right, and he's learned to stop Mark from walking away, is to behave in a much better way. But yet, I bring him into the channeling session, and he behaves as if he's interrogating.
That reminds me, I remember Johnny Five from
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit, Johnny Five. Input! I need input!
Oh, okay, the
robot.
The robot,
Yeah, exactly.
Need input!
Okay.
Session over?
Sorry?
Session over?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We've got one more speaker. Okay, I'm going to put on the last speaker.
Okay, I didn't think there was one.
There he is. The last speaker showed up.
There is now.
Yes. This has to be a new record.
Ten?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a new record.
Hello, greetings.
Hello?
Come on.
It's not Kara.
No, it's not Kara.
It's Alana.
Correct.
That's what I thought. You have your mom's way of speaking.
Well, I am my mother's daughter.
Yes, you are. And your brother was on earlier, so we're getting old family.
Oh, he
and
was?
Tonight. Yeah. Nazriel came in for a while.
Oh.
Coerced horribly by your your aunt. Johnny, I'd like you to meet my bondmate, Alana.
Hello.
Hello, I think we've met before, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have once.
Oh, yeah, I thought so.
I wasn't sure.
I thought we had.
I hate to be the antisocial person.
Yes, I thought that I would drop by.
Well, thank you, darling. Good, I have questions for you.
Okay.
Now, I've been reading a book written by an Earth author down here named Anne McCaffrey, mm-hmm. called The Dolphins of Pern. Okay, and if you haven't got it up on the base, I'm certain I can have it sent up.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves another planet where Earth's colonists go to settle down and take some dolphins with them. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, they lose communication back with Earth, and in the course of some 2,500 years, forget all about their origins and where they came from or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the dolphins, through this 2,500 years, evolved. They were treated with something called medicine, which helped them develop Earth languages, or English, to speak English. And there used to be dolphins and their dolphineers, which were the male, the human counterparts that would work with them. And then in this book, it shows how 2,500 years, you know, the dolphins reestablished their communication with man and working with them on determining currents and various places where the fish are thriving and this kind of thing.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, is where your studies are taking you to, is that a similar route that you're going with these Tyrian dolphins?
Yes and no. What we are actually doing is we are studying the next evolutionary step for the dolphins. I communicate as best I can with the Syrian dolphins.
Right.
That is obviously verbal communication as well as thought communication.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell them what to do in Syrian. The fact that they can't respond in Syrian is besides the point. They respond, as I've said in the past, telepathic.
Right.
What we're trying to do is, by introducing a population or a pod of Earth dolphins, is to see how spiritually developed they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have helped to create a guardian race. They are helping to create a guardian race here. The fact that most Doctons cannot astral travel means that we have to get a resident population up here for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. And how are those studies coming along?
They're coming along fine. I didn't realize capturing those legs quite that long.
They're pretty long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a very statueless lady.
Yeah, she is. Mm. Sorry.
That's all right. We'll gather in there, I'm sure. Now, as you know, I don't think you do know. In March, I'll be going down to Cancun, Mexico.
Mother told me.
Ah, and I will be going and visiting dolphins for the first time in my life to actually go swimming with them. And I could go visit some caged up dolphins somewhere, I'm sure, and get right.
No, you don't do that.
But I don't really want to do that. I think the vibes would be all wrong. I'd rather go visit in their natural surroundings, much more conducive to.
Actually, when you're in the water, it's hard to explain. What I'd like you to do is to go with the caged dolphins, right, and telepathically try with your mind to say that you are going to visit other dolphins. Is there any messages?
Oh, okay.
And then you go swimming with the dolphins, right, in the water, and you relay the feelings and the emotions and the messages, and then you go back to the ones in captivity and swim with those, and make a fuss of them, and give the feelings that you have received. But it could be a two-edged sword. It depends on how spiritually they are evolved.
It would be a good challenge, though.
I would make myself available to discuss this. This is something that is a torturous question to ask, and I do have other things on my mind. I don't want to be brought down to a negative level of thinking at this time.
I understand.
She really does have long legs.
Well, I think it's being a half and half. You know.
That's also the fact the way that she's stretching their toes at the moment.
Well, that's probably something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just got them if I can get a foot to move like that.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm. That's a cute design swimsuit.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the one I've got on. Okay, sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yes, sorry.
Is it, this last weekend that was the Salmon Festival?
No, it's starting this weekend.
Coming up this weekend, that's what, okay. And,
really? After your genetic essay, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And Kara's making a salmon mousse. What are you bringing?
I'm going to do a stuffed salmon with nuts and stuff and flowers.
Ooh, flowers as in the flowers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this will be a nice little festival, thanks to you.
Sorry, no pink flowers for it. Red flowers all down the innards.
Oh, the red ones would be quite fine, I'm sure. It'll be the hit of the party. Get the stuffed one! Get the stuffed one up! That's the one!
Well, I'm bringing three of them.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, well.
Yes, well, I have plenty of tradable goods